we can get through this.
All right, hold on. I got a request recording permission from Paul.
Yeah, I've got another David who wants to join us.
Yes, and, David Roach.
And let's see, let me go to Amber and allow to record. You're recording, you should be able to now, Amber.
All right. We are recording.
So are these guys, Paul, connected or what's going on?
Everybody should be connected.
Can you hear us, David Roach?
I can hear you.
All right. All right, let's get started with our organizational section of the meeting. Okay, we'll forego the Pledge of Allegiance because we're not there. Okay. The first thing on the agenda is the town board appointments and salary rates for 2021. And I'll just run through the list of the ones that we need to appoint. Code Enforcement Officer John Howland at 9674. Custodial Worker Richard Halsey, 7429. Dog Control Officer Stephen Kronk, 2653. Town Historian Rose Graham for 1303. The Attorney for the Town Rebecca Prozasek. Sek, is that right? Something like that.
Prozasek.
You got it. And her fees remain the same, $125 an hour for out-of-court work and $150 in court. Registrar of Vital Statistics, Amber Wilson, $372. Purchasing agent, myself, for zero. Ambulance board rep, Bob Trainum, again for zero. Library treasurer, myself, again at zero. Water operator, Eric Papa, 8523. Assistant water operator, Nicholas Marshall for 2735. Water account clerk, Amber Wilson for 1319. Deputy supervisor, Ryan Jones for 318. And deputy highway superintendent, John Roser for 3467. We need to, this is a resolution, right? Yes.
Yep, it's already done. It's resolution number 2.
All right.
I emailed it to you.
Yes, I've got it. Okay, what do I need to do? A motion to pass the resolution, Amber?
Yes.
I'll make such motion.
Do we have a second?
A second.
All those in favor? Aye.
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 Amber, will you notify those that need to sign the oath of office?
I will figure that out.
Okay, see me and I'll give you email addresses or whatever you need.
Okay.
Okay, because there's a couple of them that we have to more or less hound to get them in there to do it. Okay, designations, the bank depository, Community Bank, and Pulaski. Our official newspapers unchanged, Salmon River News. For the last 3 years, we've been going to talk about our procurement policy and our investment policy, and it's still tabled. Authorization reimbursement of personal auto expenses is 56 cents a mile. That's in accordance with the 2021 IRS rate. It went down 1.5 cents. Petty cash for the town clerk and tax collector in the amount of $215, the library $100. Payment of telephone utility bills, highway gasoline, and court system payments upon receipt prior to audit. Payment of postage as needed. Payment of contracted payments when due, that's such as a truck payment, etc. Deputy supervisor to sign the checks in the event the supervisor is unable due to illness, etc. will establish the 2021 regular town board meeting as the second Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m. And then I need a motion to adjourn to the regular meeting.
I'll make such motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, David Roach, I've got on the agenda first is your resolution adopting provisions, suspending the requirement of renewal applications as a condition to granting exemptions under section 459C and 467 of the real property law. You want to talk about that, David?
Well, really what it does is during COVID, it spares senior citizens from needing to come in to renew their senior exemption. It allows us to basically put them on at the same rate they were at last year without them refiling any paperwork or having a need to go out to come into the office to do that. And the matter, in the last 10 days, I've been exposed to two different people with COVID. I don't want to do it anymore. And I don't want to risk making anyone else sick either. So I'm doing this. I'm asking all of my towns to pass this resolution to make it easier for seniors to just get their exemption and not have to go out at all. They're already an at-risk population, and I don't want them to have to come in and put themselves or myself at risk just for the senior additional. So the text of the law that some of you have received already has already been amended. The state does their resolution in such a way that nothing we do at the town level can supersede it without additional wording. So the copy that I sent the bill today has that wording in there. What it does is it allows us to remove an exemption in the event of somebody's passing or knowing that the property is transferred or someone has transferred a property to a relative. They're no longer eligible for that particular exemption. If we left the state wording the way it was, I would have no authority to do that. So we needed to add a paragraph basically stating the assessor can still do their job. And it's odd that the state would write a law that way, but they did. So the copy that Bill has is what I need you to pass tonight.
I do have a couple of questions, David. Is there any notification going out so that these seniors don't come knocking on your door?
No, essentially in our town and all of my towns, I have a very transient population of seniors. A large number of them go south for the winter. So we send our notifications out in October, our reminder notices. So okay. I have a good number of them back already, but there are the people that I have to hound on an annual basis. And this year I can basically just say, I'll take care of it. You don't need to come in. But I'm not planning on sending out anything to all of these recipients because I have some of them back already and it would just create confusion.
Okay.
So those okay. people that will call and ask, I'll just take care of as the need arises.
Very good. Do we have a motion to pass resolution 1-2021?
I'll make such motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
It calls for a roll call, but I think if you all agree on it,
I'm getting to it.
Listen, Mouthy, I was trying to help you out.
Councilman Graham?
Aye.
Councilman Jones?
Aye.
Thank you. Councilman Lake?
Aye.
Supervisor Potter? Aye. Are we set, Amber?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, David.
Thank you all. Have a good night. If you need me, please give me a call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. David Powers. Okay. This is another resolution that I didn't send to you guys because I didn't know I had it. But now I do. This is one.
I have not looked at it yet.
I can share my screen if you'd like, Bill. I think Paul should be able to give me access. I can share my screen so everyone can see the resolution. I can pull it up for everyone.
Okay, it's pretty simple. This is basically to do with the community development grant, right, David?
Yep, the CDBG, Community Development Block Grant.
Okay, you're on.
So we have been anxiously awaiting the announcement of these grant programs. The first one to roll out is the CDBG, Community Development Block Grant. This is one of the three grants that we've got targeted for the water systems improvements project. So the CDBG grant applications are due March 5th of this year. One thing that CDBG requires for the application is a public hearing be held before the application is submitted so that the town board may inform the public that this is what they're going after, they're going to apply for this grant and receive any public comment. A lot of grants don't require that, CDBG does. And being that the due date is March 5th, the only time that we can slide in a public hearing between now and then is the regular February board meeting. So that brings us to tonight. CDBG, the administration of the grants, they're kind of sticklers. So, you know, regularly this resolution probably isn't necessary to just schedule a public hearing, but we want to cross the T's and dot all the I's. So I prepared a resolution tonight just authorizing the town to schedule the public hearing. After the resolution is passed, then we'll post the notice of the public hearing in the paper and post it for the public to see in at least one public location in the town. And that will meet all of CDBG's requirements for the application.
David, the only caveat with the public notice was that it had to be prior to 7 days before the hearing. Have I got that correct?
That's correct, yep. And there is no maximum date, so you could put it in tomorrow or 10 days.
Well, that's what Amber and I had talked about earlier today, is that we were going to submit it this week for next week's paper and run it for 2 weeks.
Video.
Okay, yep. Sounds good. Yep, and the only other thing with that posting in a public location, if you just tack that up to a bulletin board or put it outside somewhere, take a picture of it, either with a phone or a camera, and that's all CDBG needs. You take a picture of it, post it, and that's good enough justification for them.
Do you need me to email that to you, the picture?
If you would, please.
All right, who is John?
John Allen.
Oh. It's you.
Yes.
All right. Do we have a motion to pass resolution for 2021?
I'll make such motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Councilman Graham?
Aye.
Councilman Jones? I think he said aye, Amber.
That's what I heard.
It was, I kind of glitched.
Yeah, you're glitchy, Ryan.
He's got dial up.
No doubt. Councilman Lake?
Aye.
Supervisor Potter? Aye. Okay, and Amber, you have the public notice.
Yes, David included it in the email he sent with the resolution.
This public notice is the one I need to post on the bulletin board as written?
That's correct, yep.
Thank you, sir.
I will work on that tomorrow afternoon, getting that finished and set up and sent to the paper.
Very good. All right, thank you. All right.
That's all I had for tonight, so.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.
Talk to you soon.
Yep, bye-bye.
Reports. Code enforcement officer.
Hey, I got there. How are you? Nothing, I sent the year-end report in. A little below average year, but we'll see what happens this year, so. On that, I'll be working on fire inspections here in the next month or so. Other than that, that's about it.
Yeah, I don't know if any of you have had an opportunity to print it out or not, but basically, John did 28 or 38 building permits this year, 5 violation notices, 6 health department complaints, and 3 violation complaints. And so the total revenue for all the building permits was $3,288. So yeah, it is down some this year. Anybody have any questions for John? All right, then. I think we're good.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. County legislator, you got any comments?
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
I got a few things I'll run over quickly if you want. First one is Sebago County offices will be closed January 18th for Martin Luther King Day. It'll be closed Monday, January 18th. And the COVID report as of January 11th, total test we've done is 115,189. Positive cases are active as of today, 1,144. And the death, according to the New York State Department of Health, 55. The total isolation and quarantined people in the county is 1,654. And
Herbie?
Also, yes.
One more thing on the closed offices. I had an email today or a report. The Board of Elections is also going to be closed the 19th due to COVID. My understanding is there was two employees that tested positive. So they're doing a big cleanup that day.
Well, that's true. I was going to get to that. I haven't got to it yet.
You jumped
the gun on me.
Well, I didn't mean to rain on your parade.
Okay.
We're in mixed company, or I would have said something else.
Okay, good enough. New York State awarded our veterans department in the county for the work they done on helping veterans get jobs. As from July of 2019 to June 2020, they helped 233 veterans jobs and the Army, Navy, Marines, all the branches were involved. The ages of those veterans they helped get jobs ranged from 21 years old to 84. So there's always extra jobs out there, no matter how old you are, I guess. Here it is here you're going to talk about. The Board of Elections and Oswego will be closed from January 11th to January 19th. And tonight I was told it got expanded to the 21st.
Okay.
Due to employees being tested in the county. And Oswego County Hospice, they did their yearly mission statement. I don't know if they're a very good organization in the county out. Hopefully you don't have to deal with them because it's obviously it's not good when you call them to help. But I can tell you from firsthand, they help when my brother John just passed. They're very, very helpful coming into the family and helping. That's a very good organization. And also the local school districts partner up with the Oswego County Health Department to notify student and staff of COVID exposure. Now the school may notify the local districts and the parents. They'll be calling and letting the parents know if their child was exposed to the virus, and if so, how long will they be quarantined at home? Also, the county is offering the high dose flu vaccines for people 65 and older. They're highly recommended. If you haven't got your flu shot, whether you're over 65 or not, you should get it. And also, the chairman of the legislature, Jim Weatherup, reported on that the 2021 budget was adopted by the Oswego County legislature last Thursday. And the generic tax rate went from $7.69 a thousand, and it went down to $7.48 a thousand. So there was some savings this year. And I think because we put a freeze on hiring, we put a freeze on purchasing, and that did help. And as you can see that the reporting of deaths due to COVID has changed. Our numbers were always was running around 5 or 6 because the county health department only reported COVID when they saw it on the death certificate. And the state of New York said it was wrong. They want, from now on, you'll the figures you'll see about the death rate in Oswego County will be through the state. And the reason that's different and higher than ours, because the hospitals and nursing homes and adult care facilities are reporting their deaths directly to the health department in New York State. So the time the state gets it and gets back to us is quite a lapse of time. So now the county is going to use the state department figures from henceforward. That's why you see a big jump and went up to like 55, I think it was. And, yeah, it was up to 55. We were running right around 5 or 6. So that's a big difference. And Ching Chang, the health department doctor, he explained, I gave Amber a copy of all this stuff today. He explained why it changed and how it changed. The last thing I got is they're highly recommended it on the vaccine. If it's offered to you, they want you to highly recommend you take it. And they sent out a packet about the vaccines. And I also give that to Amber, but it breaks it down to age groups and when people are sick or not sick and why you should get it, basically. I know that they're starting to trickle down to the county level. My two brothers in the Redfield Fire Department, they just received their first shot. And quite a few of the firemen are getting notified to make a list and send it into the county. I know Redfield has started getting vaccines. A few in Redfield Fire Department has got them now. I think Orwell's been contacted. So hopefully the vaccine will come down because we do not know how many vaccines we're going to get. They might say we're going to get 1,000 and we end up with 500. They might say 500 and we'll get more. But all depends what the state of New York does. And that's about it.
Anybody have any questions for Legislator Yerden? Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And Happy New Year.
Water Board report. Eric?
Everything's going well. The spring house is back up to normal. We did one water turn on. I'm going to work on getting all the addresses because the curb stop listing I have only has names, and some of these people don't even live anymore. So I'm working on getting that done. But so far, everything's going fine.
What do you mean you don't know who lived there in 1985?
Yeah.
You found that house down from me fine then.
Yeah, it was, it ended up being, give me a second, I'll tell you. I can't think of it right off the bat. I forgot the guy's name.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, I can't find it. Nobody knew it. I ended up looking up through it through records and found out who it was.
Very good. Does anyone have any questions for Eric? How much water a day are we going through right now?
Right around 13,000 gallons.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All righty then. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Mr. Henry, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Do you want to go through your report or do you want me to?
It's up to you. If you want to do it, go ahead.
No, I just assumed you did.
Okay.
Can you guys hear him okay?
Yep. Not very well.
All right, Doug, you're not very loud, so why don't I run through your report for you, okay?
Go ahead.
All right, the equipment repair. The 2009 International needed an exhaust sensor repaired at stadium, also exhaust clamps, replace Jake brake switch. The 2019 International idler pulley and new belts. The New Holland tractor mower, King Post repaired at Empire, what is that, hydraulic?
Yes.
Or the hydraulic line bore and new bushings. Okay, this is sort of Greek to me. 2021 International, new radio installed by Mobile Tech for $671.92. The Bills, Babcock's for $296.99, and also another one at Babcock's for $3,469. That was for rubber carbide, two sets, wing shoes, nose piece, bolts and locks, and et cetera. Napa was $456.54. DEF fluid filters. Okay, Han Welding for supplies, gas, and the tank lease, $214.27. Stadium was $1,496.27. Idler pulley, clutch switch, bolts. I think that's oxygen sensor and labor, exhaust clamps, oil filters, fuel filters. Mm-hmm. Somebody's vibrating. Empire hydraulic, $515.30. Repair King Post for mower, line bore and bushings, maybe. Mobile Tech, $671.96, and that was the radio for the new truck. Is that about cover it, Doug?
Got one more for Blader Oil that I dropped off this afternoon.
Oh, yes. That and I meant to bring that home. That was for about just under
$2,100. It was $2,016.10 for diesel.
Yeah, so that'll be added to the abstract, too. Okay, anybody got any questions for Doug? Thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Baxter, you've got a resolution too? No, just an agreement.
No, just an agreement. Do you want me to make my report as well, Bill?
Oh, if you must.
Okay, well, I figured two birds with the same stone. My report is that the Tug Hill Commissions are still operating at a 50% occupancy level, although they're trying to keep it less than that because of minimizing the spread of COVID. The governor extended his executive order for remote meetings through January 29th, and in his State of the State address continuation today, he mentioned he thought that Zoom was going to become an ongoing part of our working environment. We're still seeking contractors to help me with meeting coverage in the Salmon Rivers area, if you know of anybody who might be good. The Tug Hill Commission conducted a webinar on the required public employer health emergency plans on Tuesday, December 29th. And that webinar is now available on the Tug Hill website and via the Tug Hill YouTube channel. And speaking of the Tug Hill website, in response to comments and suggestions received, it's been updated and reorganized to make it easier to find the information you're looking for. So when you have a chance, go to www.tughill.org to see what it looks like now. I think you'll be pleased. I certainly was.
Quick question.
Sure.
How long will that webinar be available on your site?
Indefinitely. I don't think they do.
Okay. Then if I don't get to it for a while, it'll be there.
Oh, no, it should be. It should be.
Now, is it my understanding I have to have that plan together by March 1st?
I believe it's April 1st, unless you're dealing with a union.
Okay.
No. You need to have it by like February 4th or something like that. But other than that, you're supposed to have it together by April 1st.
All right.
And the other thing that Bill was talking about is something that we talked about at the Salmon Rivers Council of Governments meeting back in November. Basically, the Salmon Rivers Council of Governments that you belong to is an entity that's formed by something called an intermunicipal agreement. It's basically an agreement to work together on different things. And you're currently under an intermunicipal agreement that creates the Salmon Rivers Council of Governments. However, those agreements have a lifespan on them of not to exceed about 5 years. So, and the last one that was passed back in 2015, and that brings us to 2020, and now we're into early 2021. So, at the November meeting, the Salmon Rivers Council of Governments passed a new intermunicipal agreement with exactly the same words as your current agreement. The only thing that changed is at the top of the front page where it says the date that it was adopted, and now the date that it was adopted by the group is in November. However, we now need to have the individual towns and villages that belong to Salmon Rivers also sign on to it. So that's what we're looking for right now. I sent a copy of that on to Bill. Bill is familiar with it, and he reviewed it and approved it at the Salmon Rivers meeting in November. You could, if you wish to, go ahead and agree to continue under that, or if you want to take time to look at it, if you haven't seen it, then that's fine too. It's not real time critical. If it was passed in February, that would be okay too. So I don't want to ask you to do something that you're not comfortable with doing. So at this point, I'll.
Do we have a motion to approve this intermunicipal agreement?
Or I'll make such motion.
Oh, there you go, Paul. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I'll sign this and email it to you tomorrow, Paul.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Mr. Trainer. How are you?
Good. I just had to get unmuted.
Okay.
Things are, I consider, pretty good considering the times that we're in right now. With the ambulance corps, we've managed to get all of our providers and our three office staff all have got initial COVID shot vaccine. So hopefully we'll start heading down a little more faithful road. And last night's meeting, we finished up discussing and seeing where we were with the 2020 budget, you know, the actual income versus expense. And we had budgeted to end the year at taking $65,000 out of our fund balance, and it ended up that we're less than $25,000 that we've got to take out. So
that's good.
We come out extremely close for $1.5 million budget. Very pleased with that. Our calls were actually, we ended up 12 calls more than we were the previous year. So it started off a little slow, but then it seemed to pick up. And we've been very good with the process of cleaning the ambulances and keeping things sanitary where they should be. And we've had only a couple of problems during the course of the year with people coming up with the COVID, and both of them were coming from another corps or another area. One was from the jailhouse over there. That's where they picked it up. So, but we've, knock on wood, we've been very fortunate. We've not had any in trouble, and things are looking good.
Excellent. Anyone have any questions for Bob? Very good. Thank you, sir.
All righty. Have a good one. Thank you.
All right. I missed a resolution on here. Amber, we've done what, 1, 2, and 4, or just 1 and 4?
Amber's muted.
Yeah. I like that. What?
Very funny, jerk. I guess I wasn't clicked on my screen when I hit my space bar to unmute. Sorry, I wasn't looking. I was looking at the agenda. We did one, two, and four. We need to do three.
All right. This is a quick one. This is that one where we charge the $2 fee for a
second notice.
Second notice on property taxes. There's always that handful of folks that we send a second notice to if Amber hasn't heard boo from them after a certain date to give them an opportunity to get their tax bill taken care of prior to the deadline.
I got Jeff, so he's good.
Thank you. Pardon?
I said I got Jeff, so he's good.
Oh, there you go. Do we have a motion to approve this resolution to charge the $2 for the second notice?
I'll make the motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Councilman Lake?
Aye.
Councilman Graham?
Aye.
Councilman Jones?
Aye.
And Supervisor Potter? Aye. All right. Public comments. You got any comments, public?
No, you're doing wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I had a question for Amber.
Yes, sir.
How do we get a hold of you to set up an appointment to pay our taxes?
You can call me. All my calls to my office are forwarded to my house. So the only time I don't get a call is if I'm not right here, which is a very rare occurrence. And if you don't want to drop it in the mail or stick it in the mail slot on the building, you can also do that.
All right. What phone number is yours down there? I don't have a new book for some reason.
Oh, 315-298. What's my number? 4347.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
Think about that one a minute. I was going to give you my home number, which doesn't matter. They all come here anyway, but I will be in my office Wednesday nights if you absolutely need to see me.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you very much, Amber.
You're welcome.
Okay. To be honest, I don't know if I had any correspondence or not.
Pardon? That's good news.
Well, if I did, I've lost. You've seen my desk. Okay, the December regular meeting minutes. Did everybody get an opportunity to read through them?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the December 8th, 2020 meeting minutes?
I'll make such motion.
We have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 The other thing that I had was we've got a quick minutes for our meeting where we met with the highway staff to do their contract. Which basically with their contract, we offered them the 65 cents for each year, 65 cents for 21 and 65 cents for 22. The only addition, Amber, that I think we may want to put in these minutes is that I also asked them if they wanted any other changes in the contract, and they all stated no.
All right.
Okay, that's the only correction that I can think of. So do we have a motion to approve those minutes from the January 6th meeting as amended?
I'll make that motion.
You have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, I'm still working on my reports.
I haven't even been in the office. You can't even blame me for distracting you.
No, but I know. on the bills, I gave you copies of the unaudited abstracts to give you an idea what the bills were. Did anybody have an opportunity to take a look at that, or do you want me to run through it? Don't all speak at once.
I looked through it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. The only addition to the general fund is this morning in the email, in my email, I received the bill from Orwell Container for $98.84, which is split between the town hall and the town barn. And we already talked about the bill for, I believe it was $2,016 for diesel fuel. Okay. What I'm going to need you guys to do is to come into the office to sign the vouchers. Okay. David, you can come any morning.
Okay.
Well, not any morning. Do you want to come tomorrow morning or?
That'll be fine.
Because Thursday morning I have a webinar at 10 o'clock on the Community Block Development Grant. And Thursday afternoon, apparently I've got an appointment with my cardiologist that I didn't know I had until they sent me a text message. I don't care to go anyway. Jeff, do you want to come Friday after work or Monday after? Well, are you?
I don't work Friday.
Well, you want to come Friday morning?
What time's good for you?
Anytime after 9?
9:15.
All right. I'll mark you down. Ryan, what's your schedule?
I can do Friday morning at some point too.
Okay. 9:30 or so?
That'll work.
And maybe I'll have the bank statements by then. Maybe. The mail is ridiculously slow. All right, where's my agenda?
Authorized supervisor to pay bills.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Do we have a motion to authorize the supervisor to pay the bills?
I'll make such motion.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, anything else we need to go over tonight?
Amber?
Nope, I got nothing.
Oh, good. All right, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make it.
I'll second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Have a good one.